Hello and welcome to Redeeming the Time with Pastors James and Letha Turner. The average person spends 13 hours a year on hold with an operator, over 40 hours a year just waiting in traffic, and over 1,800 hours a year watching television or on social media. Pastor James says, why not redeem some of that wasted time on memorizing God's Word? Join Pastor James and his wife Letha every day to memorize powerful Bible verses that will encourage you, convict you, challenge you, inspire you, and equip you. They teach these powerful verses in such a way that even a young child can memorize these verses. So grab your family and let's get into God's Word together.
So welcome to another section of Redeeming the Time. This week we are memorizing scriptures on the Word of God. Today we will be memorizing Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 12, and it is kind of a long verse, but I know that together we can memorize this verse together. The verse reads as follows: For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. We're going to break that down in about five different sections, and I want you guys out there to say this, repeat this after me. For the word of God is living and active. Let's say that five times. For the word of God is living and active. Again. For the word of God is living and active. Again. For the word of God is living and active. Two more times. For the word of God is living and active. One more time. For the word of God is living and active. Now we're going to memorize the second section. Sharper than any two-edged sword. Say that with me five times. Sharper than any two-edged sword. Again. Sharper than any two-edged sword. Again. Sharper than any two-edged sword. Two more times. Sharper than any two-edged sword. One more time. Sharper than any two-edged sword. Let's start at the beginning and let's try putting those two pieces together and let's do it five times. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. Again. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. Again. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. Two more times. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. One more time. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. Now we're going to look at the third section. We're going to say it five times. Piercing to the division of soul and of spirit. Say that with me. Piercing to the division of soul and of spirit. Again. Piercing to the division of soul and of spirit. Again. Piercing to the division of soul and of spirit. Two more times. Piercing to the division of soul and of spirit. One more time. Piercing to the division of soul and of spirit. Now let's try putting all three of those segments together, Hebrews 4:12, and let's say it five times together. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit. Again, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit. Again, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit. Again, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit. One more time. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit. I'm going to add on to it. The next section says, of joints and of marrow. Say that with me five times. Of joints and of marrow. Again. Of joints and of marrow. Again. Of joints and of marrow. Again. of joints and of marrow. One more time. Of joints and of marrow. Now let's try putting all four segments of these together. Hebrews 4:12, and let's say it together five times. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow. Again, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow. Two more times. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow. One more time, everybody, good and loud, Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow. And now I'm going to add on to it the last section of this verse. And discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Say that with me five times. And discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Again. And discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Again. And discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Again. And discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Again. And discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Now let's try putting this big monster verse together, Hebrews 4:12, and let's say it together five times. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Again, Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Again, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. One more time, Hebrews 4:12, let's say it together. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
Thank you for joining Pastors James and his wife Letha on the Holy Spirit Broadcasting Network. James and Letha Turner are pastors, teachers, evangelists, and Assemblies of God U.S. missionaries. In the past 20 years, they have raised up thousands of believers and dozens of ministries that minister on the streets, under bridges, in the projects, and in the hood. They are passionate about preaching the gospel, reaching the lost, loving on the homeless, and rescuing women from the life of drugs and prostitution. To learn more about their ministry, or to partner with them to plant inner-city churches all over America, go to their website today at bridgethegap.net.